This next story does travel to Paris by way of Buenos Aires, Argentina, the birthplace of tango. Once considered scandalous, the passionate dance flourished nonetheless and became a staple in ballroom. Now, tango from a musical group based in Paris. The group is called Project Goten, and their latest CD is called Lunatico. Here's producer Derek Graff.
Tango, often referred to as the sexiest dance music in the world, is an unlikely musical tryst born in a decadent after-hours lifestyle. This is the sound of old-school tango from the 1930s, from its original superstar, Carlos Gardel. And this is the sound that brought it back to life. You're listening to Santa Maria from Goten Project's first album, La Revancha del Tango. After 3 years and a lot of thought, Goten Project is back with Lunatico, a CD that unites tango's past with its future. The three core members of Goten Project are Philippe Cohen-Solal and Christophe Müller from France and Eduardo Makarov from Argentina. It's not the first time for a Franco-Argentine connection in tango, as Christophe explains.
There is a long history with this Paris and Buenos Aires. All the tangueros come to Paris before going anywhere else, you know, because it's a sort of Mecca and it's the second capital of tango. So it's not an accident if Goten Project was born in Paris.
By the 1960s, tango had become a dusty ballroom relic. But Goten Project has been able to reintroduce it to today's audience. Christophe credits the inherently rich ingredients found at tango's birthplace.
Music from all the immigrants, with music that was already there from the black people that lived there, because Buenos Aires used to be a slave port. So there's been a whole mix of people who were rather poor and who met in the suburbs of Buenos Aires, where this sort of melting pot created tango.
Philippe expands on tango's little-known African roots, as explored in this song, Domingo.
We are claiming the African roots of tango music, which is denied by the official establishment tango historian, you know. So I think it really was really important for us to claim that tango was born by a fusion of black and white music.
Tango was never a respectable music, perhaps because of its mixed heritage and bordello beginnings. Its signature instrument is the accordion-like bandoneon. Created in Germany as a cheap replacement for the church organ, it was shipped directly to the brothels of Buenos Aires, where its character was quickly redefined. Again, Christophe.
It's a great instrument and really important. It's a symbol of tango, but also it's beautiful because it's like a voice, you know. With this instrument, with the bandoneon, you can make it sing, you can make it scream, you can make it whisper. That's why it's so important in our music.
These self-proclaimed tango addicts have a deep respect for tango's heritage, and the new album reflects this. Christophe is happy with the evolution from their debut work.
The first album was like a confrontation of, you know, of two worlds, tango and electronic dance music. And I think this time the tango is more in the center. Now I think it's more complex through the fact that we bring in elements from jazz, country, rock, more ingredients that turn around the tango center.
The denizens of moonlit after-hours Buenos Aires are once again sharing their tango obsession with a worldwide audience, and the Goten Project's Lunatico is drawing them in to this ultimate dance of seduction. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.
track you're listening to is called La Viguela. It's from the Goten Project CD, Lunatico. And you can hear full-length versions of the songs in Derek's report at our website, npr.org.